Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
The home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of Fitzy and Mego on WEEI is brought to you by Eagle Bank.
He's a Boston sports superfan.
What's up, Nick?
Yeah. All right, Tom.
She's on the beat for a new generation of sports fans.
What is the Justice League? Is that the same thing as the Avengers?
I like this lady that you have on the line. She makes a lot of sense. Tell her what you wish now.
Now I wish he fell.
It's Fitzy and Mego.
The name of this show should be Off the Rails.
Your narcissism is ruining the program.
I'm sorry. I'm a disaster.
Fitzy and Mego on WEEI.
Welcome, everybody. It has been a minute. It's been a while. In fact, actually, I think it's almost been a month. And prior to that, it was a month before that. Hello and welcome to the day before the new era of Patriots football, the day before kickoff Sunday, Saturday, September 11th, 2021. Fitzy and Mego are back on WEEI 93.7 FM and all across the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Hello, how are you? Good afternoon, good evening. Let's party. Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here at Fitzy GFY. And of course, to my left, my partner in crime, always dropping the funny references and sports knowledge on a dime, at Megan _ Ottolini from the Boston Herald and Quick Slants on NBC Sports Boston, where I do a little something now too. Megan Ottolini. Mego, what up?
What's going on? How you doing? It is a really beautiful day.
It is
and
a gorgeous day.
It's a really solemn day, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking about football, but I do want to recognize what we're all thinking about. It's impossible not to. 20 years ago, where all of us were, and how we all heard the news. I was personally in middle school right outside D.C. When we got the news. But, you know, we are going to focus on football, and we have such a great day tomorrow with the Patriots coming back and seeing the Dolphins. But we do invite anyone who wants to talk about this day to call in at any point, be it somebody, you know, your reaction to that day or service members that you may have. You know, this is our little community that we try to build, and we do think of you, our callers and our audience, as our friends. So if you want to call in, feel free.
At any point during the day, please give us a shout, 617-779-7937. And of course, the text line, our little digital sandbox, is open for business, sharing memories, making Patriots predictions, and more, as is our phone number. That's 37937. I shared earlier today, Mego, there's a great account on Instagram and Twitter called Boston Sports Throwback, and they do an awesome job finding all of this great stuff, not just stuff that's readily available to all of us in the digital age, but old VHS, early broadcast, pre-high def. And they had a clip of the Patriots all shaking hands with the Andruzzi brothers on the field. I believe that was Sunday, September 23rd, 2001.
Because the league took the week off.
Right, yeah. They were forced to take the, and right. Then that was that famous Sunday where Bill Cowher, you know, they you know, football was back, sports were off, and I'll share my favorite sports moment related to all this a little bit later in the show. But I was there at the stadium that day. Everybody remembers that as the day Tom Brady took over and never turned back, and the franchise really was reborn. But hours before that, you know, in the parking lots around what used to be Foxborough, Sullivan, Schaefer Stadium, whatever you called it, that was one of the greatest moments of unity I have ever felt. You know, the ironic symbolism and joy that was in pre-hating the Patriots, a team called the Patriots, winning the Super Bowl that year, going on that improbable journey. I just remember people walking down Route 1. Everybody had either, they had like, you know, Americana gear on. You had little kids with faces painted, holding little flags the same way Joe Andruzzi ran out of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. I'm getting goosebumps now remembering this. My buddy Brendan and I went. We couldn't find anything, so we brought I took an American flag down from a wall in my house, and we put it on a 2x4 like Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and we carried it walking down. Yeah, honestly, Stiz, producer Stiz Grime in the other room. Dude, it was so, people beeping and just like the USA chants. It was such an incredible, incredible day that was born of, sadly, the ashes of arguably one of the worst days in American history 12 days prior. And my heart goes out to anyone who was directly ever affected by that. Luckily, Mego and I didn't personally know anybody lost that day. I just know people who lost people. And I lived in New York at the time. This is not a New York drop. And going back there, I was in Boston at the time, going back a few days later. Just, I remember on my drive in on the FDR and the Triborough Bridge, and like, wow, it's gone. Like the marker in the south of Manhattan that you used to always know where you were going was gone. And the smoke, the plumes of smoke were still coming up. And I'll never, ever, ever forget that.
Yeah, it changed my family's life a lot. My dad served in Iraq years after the terrorist attacks. And, you know, we all know that there are tenuous ties back to the terrorist attacks and then the two wars that our country went into. And now, the, you know, all politics aside of how you feel about how those wars went and mm-hmm. everything, you know, the real, real turmoil that's happening in Afghanistan now, you know, it, along with all the people that we lost that day, there are so many service members who lost their lives in the 20 years since. And so we're thinking about them today. I'm certainly thinking about them today. And again, invite you to call in with any memories that you have or any feelings that you're having today, be they Patriots or just about our country and what we've been through since. I thought it was really interesting thinking back to this retrospective that Bill Belichick gave. Mm-hmm. Talking about kind of he, you know, not just 9/11, but the 2001 season. And he just sets it up in a really, I think, reflective manner. So can we hear that?
You know, we were game planning that day on Tuesday. And, you know, then everything just obviously changed quickly. And it was, you know, just a lot of different emotions and thoughts and questions that eventually kind of got answered, but initially there was a lot of speculation and just trying to figure out what happened, why it happened, and so forth. Yeah, but on the football team, certainly, you know, Joe's ties to New York City Fire Department, and, you know, having been with the Giants in New York and spent time in that area, you know, I had some personal connections to the event as well. You know, just as a country, you know, it was kind of, let's say, brought a certain feeling of, you know, nationality and patriotism to us that I think we all felt during that season. And then it, you know, in a lot of different ways, turned into a very magical season for our football team and all of us that were intimately involved in it, and the relationships and the ultimately success that team had, and kind of the way it had, was, you know, certainly an unforgettable year for me, and I'm sure all of us that were involved. So yeah, a lot of mixes there. You know, 2001 was a pretty football-wise, pretty happy experience. When you mix it in with 9/11, it kind of, you know, definitely puts another perspective on it that, you know, is a lot bigger than football. So
perspective. That's exactly what he just brought to it, and that's exactly what he holds it in. Perspective, as in, yes, magical year, incredible ride, improbable journey, franchise-altering success with the greatest player in the history of the sport taking over the reins on that day that I just referenced 12 days after the attack on September 11th. And it's very bittersweet to me is the word that comes to mind, because like there's this triumphant melancholy that that I'll always sort of associate with it. Like when I think of Super Bowl 36, I think of Ty Law's pick. I think of Adam Vinatieri's kick and Brady's final drive. But I also think back to the greatest, to me, the greatest halftime show ever. U2's halftime show with the names of the 3,000 plus people lost in the towers. And like I just remember like, all of my, for the party that I was at, it was just such a raucous good time. The Patriots were up at the half over the Rams, and then when the celebration just came to a dead stop because we all watched that, and like everybody just got super somber and very emotional. And then third quarter began and got right back to it. And that's exactly what Coach just spoke to there. It's just surreal.
Yeah. And the thing that I took away from that I thought really is interesting to listen to is Bill gets a lot of gruff, and deservedly so, about the way that he deals with us in the media when we ask him questions, particularly
questions that we have to ask.
Well, the thing is, if you get him going on something that he truly cares about and is really passionate about, he will talk for a while. You will not be able to get him to stop talking. He is a people person in that way, and he gives you so many nuggets of what mattered to him with that team. And the one that really jumped out to me, as we are 20 years later, not just looking at September 11th, but thinking about how this franchise is reinventing itself once again with a new quarterback that they drafted, I think I hear that he talks about the relationships on that team. And how special that was, that he actually called that season magical. I mean, when have you ever heard Bill Belichick use the word magical before? It just doesn't.
It's the first time for everything.
And so I think that's really telling. And it's just interesting to me, you know, as we look back 20 years, to also think about how this team has such a huge opportunity this season to reestablish themselves. Yes, Bill is a different guy than he was 20 years ago. He's older. Maybe some people say that he's lost his fastball, or he hadn't been drafting. He wasn't a good enough GM. These are all these different things that they're going to have to reestablish as Tom Brady, the one you let walk away, walk out the door, is down south slinging it like he's 27 years old. And so, you know, it's interesting to me in that clip, because I think Bill shows so much of himself as a coach, the Bill that you see behind the scenes, rather the one who comes to the podium and kind of sneers and grunts at most of us because we annoy him, because all he really wants to do is coach football. He just wants to coach football. Yep. He doesn't want to talk to us. But when you get him talking on something that he cares about, you can hear in that how much that year, that day, but that whole year meant to him.
And it still should, because it meant so much to everyone on that team. And the people that we reference, like Tom Brady, like Joe Andruzzi, like all of the, it was just an absolutely incredible team. And, you know, my dream would be not only for this Patriots team to win football games and return to the postseason, but show with the combination of quality draft picks that he's made, you know, maybe Barmore is the new Richard Seymour because he was selected in the 2001 draft, that they play, that team was effective and efficient in passing, had a stout defense, a power running game, and they played smart, intelligent, ball control football and pulled off a lot of shocking wins, went 11-5 and ultimately 14-5 with the great, you know, the greatest Super Bowl upset of all time. I would only hope this 2021 team could play Patriots 2001 adjacent football. But that does lead me to my next point, though, which is about Mac Jones. I put together a piece yesterday on WEEI.com about how I hope that people who are just going crazy, Mego, the clamoring, the love, the momentum, the popularity wave that this kid is riding into his first start, never having thrown a professional pass, yet, of course, leading 8 out of 10 scoring drives during pretend season football. The hype behind this kid, the hype train's out of the station, and it's rolling. That people just let him be himself. You know, Adam Schefter on ESPN this week saying, you know, I've heard from agents and executives that the floor on him is Kirk Cousins and the ceiling is Drew Brees. And there's a reason why everyone keeps comparing him to Tom Brady, not just because he's the next quarterback of the New England Patriots, but the pocket presence, the movement, the style. Can we just pump the brakes on all of it and let this kid be himself? He's deserving of the hype. There's a reason there are several reasons why there's a lot of hysteria. But if we're going to begin a new magical journey, let's end the comparisons there to the 2001 season and such, and then let this team and this quarterback be themselves and be himself.
I'm curious what makes you think that he's deserved of the hype.
what is he? Why is he deserve it of the hype? Because I said last year, last fall, even on this station, when the conversations already began about the Patriots wanting to probably draft a quarterback, Cam Newton was starting to sputter at that point. Like, we knew we needed somebody else to replace Brady. I remembered how Joe Burrow came from out of nowhere. I watch a lot of college football. We were talking about it on the show during the break with Ken and Curtis. And I was watching Mac the whole season long. And I remember saying early on Dale and Keefe program, like, I'd keep an eye on this Mac Jones kid. He reminds me of a slightly smaller sort of Joe Burrow. Like, he's coming out of nowhere, and he looks really sharp. And I think this kid has franchise-altering potential. So I was always on board. I know other people here at the station and in the local media were not as much. I think he's going to be terrific, but I want him to be terrific of his own merit and accord, and not like, oh, he's like Tom Brady 2.0. No, he's not. But why does he deserve the hype? Because I think he's really good. I really, really, really do. I think he has a chance to be something special. And I know everyone around here like, oh, we always talk about how smart he is. Mac Jones is so smart. Well, he is.
Well, I think that fits in what I think he has the capability to be really good at is fitting into this Patriots system. And I don't say that to
love
denigrate
it.
Him.
Nope.
It's a lot of work to fit into the system. And I think that he has been glued at the hip with Josh McDaniels and is trying to see the game exactly the way that Josh sees it and Bill sees it. And that's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-mm.
And Josh is not an easy person to be glued to the hip with all the GDs that I hear him drop in practice.
Really?
Which are, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's very vocal, and he's tough. And that's what I think Mac craves.
See, fans don't get that, by the way. We don't know that Josh McDaniels is just as vocal as Brady used to be or as intense as Belichick.
Yeah. That's why Josh and Brady hit it off so well. Like, it's that thing of seeing things the same way, holding yourself. One of the things that I thought was interesting in when Mac took the podium, which I thought he came off as pretty nervous. I think
this week the first time?
This week. He's confident on the field, absolutely. Like, we saw him dancing in practice during warm-ups, and I know that can be controversial sometimes, mm-hmm. but he seems very loose, and he's connecting really well with his teammates, but he seemed nervous as hell at the podium. His voice wavers a little bit, you know, sounds kind of like a kid giving a presentation.
You sure this isn't part of his act, the aw shucks routine?
I think that's just being a 23-year-old man, which is fine.
Are you drinking a 16? No, you're
energy.
Not.
Yes, I am.
The last time we did a show and you had a 16-ounce Ultra Calf Bev, you lost your mind by 3 o'clock.
My question is, like, I thought my buddy Tom Curran wrote a great piece about how it's okay to compare Mac to Tom Brady if you're looking at 2001 Tom Brady. And understand
Correct.
that is a totally different guy in most respects, especially in the way his face looks.
Right.
He's thinned out much.
Forget
like
about
me.
The dad
his
bod picture.
His cheekbones are much more pronounced, you know, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
He had a dimple in his chin. Where'd that go?
He was a totally different guy in 2001. And now, like, it's okay to look at Mac and compare him to that. But my question is, the way that they won those 11 games in the regular season in 2001, can they win 11 games in today's NFL that way? If we take Mac and put him into that kind of role, that kind of system that Tom Brady was in, and be so reliant on the running game, and they have a great running core, I believe. Like, it is so stacked and varied. I have so much confidence in that side of the offense. But can you get to 11 games in an 11-6 season, which I think is where they should be for Bill Belichick to be considered to have this be a successful season for him? Can they get there in today's NFL?
And if they want to make the postseason, I think it's going to be 11 wins that they'll need, bare minimum. Last year, it was 11 to get in the AFC, and now you've gone a game further. So 17 games for the first time ever in the NFL. You're going to need 11 wins to get in. And the AFC right now, kind of a mess in a lot of ways. I think it's a little top-heavy with three teams that are very, very good that I think can already almost punch their ticket. And at that point, it's a ham scramble, and I think the Patriots are the fourth best of the teams in the AFC. I do think they can get to 11 wins, but based off what I saw Thursday night, and we'll get to thoughts about Thursday night's game as well a little bit later in the show. We'll do some expectations for Mac Jones and the Patriots. We'll run through the league. We've got
talk about Cam.
We'll talk a little bit about Cam also as well in the 2 o'clock hour.
Cam scramble.
And the Cam scramble. I am Cecil Newton. We also have some great interviews. We're introducing a new regular feature here on the Saturdays that we do Fitzy and Mego on WEEI. Every Saturday, where there is a Patriots game on Sunday, we're going to do a little thing called Home and Away. We're going to talk to a beat reporter or analyst of the Patriots that's on the scene in the beat. And right after, we will then talk to a reporter or analyst for the opponent that they're playing that week. So this week we have...
Karen Garigian, my colleague and idol from the Boston Herald, and Yanni Karakis, who used to be the sports editor at WPRI. He's now in West Palm as a TV reporter, sports journalist down there. Got to grab the name of the station. I'll have that ready in a second.
We got a little time to get to that. So those interviews are coming up real soon. You can join the show at any time, 617-779-7937. Your hopes and dreams and expectations for this team. How do you think tomorrow's going to go? Of course, if you would like to share any memories or reflections on September 11th as we commemorate the 20th anniversary of that horrible day and hope to come together in unity once again, please do. 617-779-7937. Let's get to one quick call, Mego, before we catch up on trending sports news, college football scores, and more. Station favorite, Steve in Fall River. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm very good.
Nice to hear.
First of all, Fitzy, I called last week of last time.
Yes, sir.
You hung up and told me you were at that Super Bowl in 01. If I heard right just now, you told me you were at a party.
No, sir. I was at the game. I was not at Super Bowl 36 in New Orleans. I was at a party in Brooklyn. I was, however, at the game where Tom Brady took over. I can still remember the sound of Mo Lewis's hit.
I was not at that game. I stayed home in protest because I was very upset that we were going to fall off a cliff, which was a very rational thought. But keeping that in mind, the first event in New England was Thursday night at the Xfinity Center. It was the Great Woods back then. It was a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to that. And they were debating it right up until the last. This was the 2 days after 9/11. It was a Thursday after 9/11, so it was Thursday the 13th. And like you said, it was good to be out. It was a big FU to the terrorists to try to leave us home, hiding in our houses under our bed. And you obviously saw that times 10 when you went to the game. You also saw Tyler and Otis Smith provide all the points Tom Brady would need in a 42 or 40-something-to-13 win, which was really the whole key to the season. The team rallied around. The offensive line coalesced. I heard they had a great offensive line. No, they had a lousy offensive line. I heard somebody say about 2001 how great Antoine Smith was. Antoine Smith had like 22 and 24 yards in games 1 and 2.
Steve, thank Something you for those absurd. Reflections. Your call line said expectations for Patriots season this year. How do you think that this team can stack up?
First of all, you savaged me when I told you I didn't care about the wins and loss total last time. You said it was the craziest thing ever,
mm-hmm.
That we didn't want Cam Newton. The Cam Newton era lasted too long. The Mac Jones era is now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mac Jones era is about Mac Jones right now in the beginning. He has to play games. I don't care about the one-loss record. I'm sorry to tell you that, because guess what? They're not going to do anything this year of any substance. Going to the wild card game and getting knocked out means nothing.
I totally disagree with that.
Okay, well, I get you disagree with that. What were you doing on 9/11? Tell us what you were doing on 9/11 for the first Tom Brady game.
All right, Steve, thank you so much, sir. We are up against it. We only can...
I was in school.
Yes, I also... If you would like a podcast series, there are many good podcast series about 9/11. There are also great podcast series available about the 2001 Patriots, like the one produced by my buddy, Mike Dussault, available now, called 2001, A Super Bowl Sound Odyssey. I would highly recommend you download it. The first three episodes are available wherever you get your podcast, Steve. 617-779-7937. Let's catch you guys up on what's trending before we get to those home and away interviews and more.
The Real Post Game Show, this Sunday after the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, I just got excited about the Real Post Game Show coming back. I know Big O has retired from being a permanent and regular fixture here at the station, but that is my absolute favorite show. Glenn, Steve, Smurly coming together after the Patriots game, your favorite drunk uncles discussing the game. I'm so glad that's coming back. All right, let's do some trending sports news. Sorry, Mego, I just got excited. I've been listening to that my whole life.
Sure.
I love Glenn. Trending Now is brought to you by McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's. Right now, enjoy a six-piece chicken McNuggets or, my personal favorite, and I know Stiz Grimy loves him, one of these two, a double cheeseburger for just how much, Stiz?
$1, $2.
You read the room. $1, $2. $2 is correct. Add a soft drink for just that dollar more, Stiz. Price and participation may vary. Oh, boy, the Red Sox, Mego, they cannot catch a break these days. Sox dropped the 1-3 to the White Sox last night, 4-3. Tanner Houck went 3 2/3, giving up 4 runs in the loss. That was a tough one. Of course, this is all coming on the heels of Chris Sale being the latest significant member of the Red Sox to come down with COVID-19. After wins last night, the Mariners and Athletics are now one game back of the second wild card. Blue Jays and Yankees both lost, so the Blue Jays remain a half game back of the second wild card spot. You can hear tonight's game right here across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, as well as streaming on the Odyssey app across all 6 New England states. After missing practice on Thursday, both Nelson Agholor and Jalen Mills were limited in Friday's practice. Both are listed as questionable heading into tomorrow's Week 1 contest against the Dolphins, kickoff at 4:25 p.m. And the Revolution host New York City FC, NYCFC at Gillette Stadium tonight at 7 p.m. A very special September 11th tribute is scheduled as well. That's what's trending now on EEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back to Fitzy and Mega on EEI.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. You know, it's just something that, you know, you always want to try and, you know, when you're young, you want to play in the NFL, and obviously it's a great opportunity, and, you know, I just got to be prepared and focus on what I need to focus on and just try and block out any distractions and just, like I always say, be a good teammate. Just roll with the punches. It's everything's not going to be perfect, and you just try and have to play each play and move on, and just listen to Josh and coach, and just make sure we're good, and we just play each series.
Number 10 in your playbook, number 1 in your hearts, number 2 in national jersey sales. Young Michael McCorkle, Mac Jones, at his media availability this week in Foxborough, heading into tomorrow's 2021 season kickoff. Easily the most anticipated regular season game, I'd say, since we're on to Cincinnati 7 years ago, maybe one of the most anticipated games of all time. And I agree with our colleague Andy Hartmego, who put up a piece yesterday at WEEI.com and said, this is the most important and hopeful Patriots kickoff game in 30 years. Of course, he was referring to the kickoff game in 1993 when Drew Bledsoe took over, Bill Parcells' coach, and we had hope back then after years of frustration at the old stadium. Now we have hope on our side once again, and I personally, I can't wait.
Right, well, it's different because nobody knew where Brady was coming from. You know, Brady came out of nowhere in terms of taking this franchise where he did. It's not like they drafted him. I mean, perhaps they drafted him with the mindset that he would be the future, but I don't think that that was public knowledge at the time. It wasn't expectations like this, taking a quarterback in the first round who came from Alabama, winning the national championship after the best quarterback of all time walked out the door and is now playing for another team down south, firing cannons and all that crap.
By firing cannons, you mean that's what they fire when they get touchdown celebrations or they reveal their Super Bowl champion sign before the game, which was so lame. But Brady looks as good as ever. Again, I don't want to go down the Tom Brady hole because it's just going to make me sad. I am super excited about Mac Jones. I remember a couple months back, Andy Hart and I were talking on a Sunday to Mike Rodak, who writes for AL.com, covers the Alabama Crimson Tide, used to be a beat reporter, right, for the Buffalo Bills and ESPN. And he said that he would not take Mac Jones 15th overall just based on his particular physical skill set and his physical potential as a, you know, product of Alabama and an athletic specimen. But now I think we're about to find out if this was a matter of the Patriots drafting a quarterback out of need, because they did need one so badly, or did they love him, like you said earlier, great point by you during the first break, that he was such a perfect darn fit for this team that they had to get him where they did because other teams like Washington was interested in him. Sean Payton was trying desperately to trade up because he wanted him to be an extension of his football mind as well. So that all begins playing out tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think it's going to be pretty conservative for Mac tomorrow. I think it's going to be a lot of dink and dunk, and he shouldn't be afraid to take a check down. And I say that for a lot of different reasons. And I'm not trying to set the expectations low there. I'm not trying to lower them for this guy. It's just, it's his debut. You know, there's going to be a lot of mistakes. He's not going to be crisp and perfect. And Bill Belichick always says him and Josh McDaniels' philosophy is, before you can win the game, you have to learn how to not lose it. And I think we had a quarterback last year, whether you like Cam or not, he was not able to stick to that philosophy.
Sadly,
with the
no.
fumbles and the bad throws. And so I think that will be the expectation for Mac tomorrow. If they win tomorrow, it will be because of the team overall. If they lose, hopefully it's not because he didn't know how to not throw the game away. I know there's a lot of double, triple negatives in that, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm here for all of those, and I agree 100%.
It needs to be conservative. And I'm sorry because that's not exciting, but that's the way that this team, I think, is going to play this year.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number for a hot Saturday two-way sports talk radio. Let's welcome Chris and Beverly to the party. What up, Chris? Welcome to Fitzy and Mego.
Hello, I'm going to be quick. I'm late for work, but I drive, and you guys are entertaining, so I'll listen to you all day.
Thank you, sir.
And all right, so real quick, yeah. If I'm lying, I'm dying, but this happened. So 9/11, I'm at a carpentry shop at the time, and, like, can't believe what's going on. And then the second plane hits the tower, and, like, we're all, like, in disbelief. So I'm like, at the time, I think the Dallas Cowboys were referred to as America's team.
Which I hate, by the way.
I said, you know what's going to happen? And I think I said this out of anger. I go, the New England Patriots are going to be America's team, and they're going to win the Super Bowl this year just to piss off those terrorists that are doing this. Because, you know, Patriots, you know, the whole USA, blah, blah, blah. And it happened, and that's a true story. I called it. I'm psychic.
Chris, and, thanks for keeping us on your radio all day, my man. We appreciate it. Okay, we'll try to keep you company. I appreciate that. Listen, just one little sliver of positivity, you know, saying something like that and just to try to put a smile on your face and then manifesting it to actually happen. Again, like I said, you know, one of the many little, you know, nuggets of positive that came from the morass of negative that was that day.
Well, it is funny to look back the 20 years and like we played that Bill Belichick clip earlier about him talking about, you know, kind of this larger perspective, the magical season that they had in 2001. And again, the relationships that were on that team. I wonder with this reset, because this year is really the reset, if there's an opportunity to recapture some of that spirit. Before we had the Amendolas, the Gronks, before Brady was Brady, which is what I think Belichick likes. And I'm sorry if it sounds corny, but I think that he really likes having a team that is a team aspect rather than a team that is led by, you know, several all-stars.
Yes.
And several Pro Bowlers. I think that there is an opportunity for a reset this season in that sense, definitely.
One more quick call before we take it into the break and then talk to Karen Garigian on the other side of the Boston Herald. Tomorrow, the Patriots are playing a particular team from Miami. Here's Bob in Connecticut who says he's a long-suffering Dolphins fan. What up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Great show. I'll make it quick because I know. First, your thoughts on the kid against Miami's above-average secondary, and I want you all to keep a name tomorrow, especially if you think the tight ends are going to hurt Miami. Everybody better keep an eye on Eric Rowe, because I believe that he's going to shut them down. And I believe it's going to be a close game, because I don't trust Tua either. Let's put it this way, and I'll end with this. The last quarterback from Alabama to be anything is Joe Namath. Every single one of them since Joe Namath really hasn't turned out to be any well, and I'm including Tua on that. So we'll see. Good luck, guys, and great show.
Appreciate you listening, Bob. Thanks so much. I'd like to wish you good luck tomorrow. I'll wish you good luck 15 out of the 17 regular season games this season. But go Pats, of course. Yes, Joe Namath is probably the most accomplished of the Alabama quarterbacks, but several other Alabama quarterbacks have made it into the NFL over the years. It just happens to be that now three of the 32 quarterbacks in the NFL starting tomorrow are going to be Crimson Tide because Saban has switched up his philosophy and they're going a bit more offense heavy because that's how you win in college football. That's how you win in the pros these days. So that's pretty amazing. And Mego, I'll tell you this. You know how long it's been since two Alabama quarterbacks have faced off against each other in a game?
How long?
4 decades.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bizarre. That really surprises me. Is it from starting or even
starting
just
opposite each other? Okay. Two quarterbacks who both graduated University of Alabama.
Huh.
4 decades. To Bob's thought, your thoughts on Miami's above average secondary versus Mac Jones tomorrow. Eric Rowe, of course, he mentioned former Patriots cornerback who's been a good slot and tight end cover in the excellent secondary for Miami.
Yeah, we'll get more into this in the third hour when we're really going to be going heavy on previewing the game and the season. But I don't think it's a huge factor because, I think this is going to be a lot of screen passes and a lot of dink and dunks.
Check
and
down.
Much more running. Like, we saw so much running, so many handoffs from Cam Newton last year. Don't be surprised if, look, Max got a little bit of different wiggle room in the playbook, but I think we're still going to see a very run-heavy offense tomorrow, if only just to ease him into this.
Yes, and of course, he's been working with Josh McDaniels, and Tua Tagovailoa has a new offensive coordinator, the third one in 3 years for the Miami Dolphins under coach Brian Flores. 617-779-7937. When we return, the great, almighty, and powerful Karen Garigian from the Boston Herald joins us to preview tomorrow's game in our new Home and Away series. Don't go anywhere. This is Fitzy and Mego on EEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
More Boston sports talk now. This is Fizzy and Mego on EEI.
It's kind of easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneers. Fizzy and Mego on your Sports Saturday here on 93.7 FM WEEI and all across the great WEEI Sports Radio Network. If you don't have a WEEI affiliate around you, but you're listening to us right now, that means you're streaming us through the Odyssey app, and we thank you very much for doing that. Download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Why? Because this is the best sports radio in town today. Joining us now for some more great sports radio talk on the Harbor One hotline, Patriots columnist extraordinaire, friend of Mego, and someone I still owe a chocolate or espresso martini to from the last appearance here on the show, it's the great Karen Garigian. Karen, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you all doing today?
Karen, I am so swell. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to collect on that espresso martini. Maybe we'll get a double.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Karen, it's been, look, I know it's been a long week, but we're going to get through it. Karen,
yes.
My first question, because everybody's thinking about it. What should we expect from Mac Jones tomorrow? Do you think that they're going to let him air it out at all? Or do you think more along the lines of what I've been saying, which is more of a conservative approach with him on offense?
Well, I like what you said earlier about the conservative approach. But, you know, you never know how things are going to go with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. I will say this. I think one of the reasons, along with many others, that Mac Jones was chosen over Cam Newton was that he allows them to basically utilize their whole playbook. They're not limited in any way. They were limited with Cam. And I think Josh McDaniels is licking his chops a little bit. Because he can basically employ the Patriots offense that we've known under the guy whose name we probably shouldn't mention. But that being said, I think they'll start out slowly with him. But the whole point of having Mac Jones is the Patriots always enjoy having a game plan team, meaning they're going to go with the type of offense they think will suit them best against the defense they have. And if that means if they're going against a team that has one of the worst running defenses, they're going to run the football. If they're going to go against a team that has this a little suspect in the secondary, they're going to pass the ball. And that's basically how they've gone about their business with the Patriots offense. I mean, it can change and have different looks from week to week. And because you have Mac Jones, you can basically change your looks every week.
Karen, how much do you think, and I agree with you about the whole idea that maybe they would come out and try to run tomorrow, be more conservative because that would work against Miami. And of course, it's Mac Jones's professional debut. There's still a part of me, though, that thinks because Bill Belichick and Dolphins coach Brian Flores who has had some luck against Belichick now entering his third season as a head coach in the NFL, that they know each other so well that there could be some chess match action at play, that there could be almost even a little overthinking. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots tried to soften up Miami and surprise them by opening 4 or 5 wide tomorrow. How do you see that Flores versus Belichick, you know, before we get into the Alabama quarterbacks, playing out tomorrow on the field?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great chess match, and you're exactly right. The two of them are going to try to outdo each other and or outthink each other. And, you know, you would think with, you know, the type of secondary that the Dolphins have with Xavier Howard that they wouldn't throw the ball. But why would they don't have to throw at Xavier Howard to throw the football. You know, they have two tight ends now, and they can utilize the middle of the field with those tight ends. They can utilize the middle of the field with their running backs catching the football. So I actually think having the two tight ends opens things up a little bit. And if Nelson Agholor plays, you know, they're going to have to, again, pay attention to him running down the field. So, no, I wouldn't be stunned at all if they started out empty backfield, having him in the shotgun, and they go, boom, no huddle right away. Because that's kind of where he looked the best during the preseason. So, you know, we'll see. But I love that we're all guessing.
Right. Here's another thing I've been guessing about, Karen, or at least just wondering about. What the hell is going on with this knee brace? I mean, look, the knee brace comes on, you know, after it looked like Mac took a pretty tough sack. I think it was against the Eagles. And he was looked a little bit ginger immediately after that on that leg. And he's been wearing variations of the knee braces. Like, I talked to Tom Curran about this on Quick Slants, and he said, oh, well, you know, that's the leg that he's throwing off of his front leg. And so it's not unusual that he'd knee brace that for stabilization. Is this really just a preventative brace, or is there some kind of concern there with his health?
Well, yes, quarterbacks do wear that brace on that knee. And it actually goes back to when Tom Brady had that leg taken out. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, any kind of support you have on that blindside leg is probably a good idea. So I think prevention is part of it. But Mac did kind of hurt that knee a little bit. And I think it was in the national championship game. And, you know, the reports at the time was that, you know, all the tests came out fine. He was okay. But, you know, it's possible that he tweaked it or is having a little trouble with it. Mm-hmm. And so as to not further have a problem, it is probably a good idea to have the brace on.
Talking and speaking at the same time. We're talking with Karen.
We are talking and speaking.
We're spocking. We're speaking with Karen Garigian from the Boston Herald here on the Harbor One Hotline on Fitzy and Mego. So I'd be curious. You've seen a couple of Patriots seasons in your day. You've seen a few teams. You had expectations or you had thoughts.
Just a few myself.
You know, I've watched a couple football games. What are your expectations? I won't say hopes, but how far do you see this team going this year?
Well, I like you, have them in that 11-win range. And, you know, I'm not going to hand them the division over Buffalo just yet. I would pick Buffalo to win the division. And, you know, is 11 wins going to be good enough to get in? You know, we'll see. But I have them right around there. And again, it's just based on looking at the opponents and factoring in how good a football team they have. So I also think it's going to come down to the last week of the season, trying to sort out who's first and who may or may not get into the playoffs.
Karen, one thing that we haven't talked a whole ton about, even though it's a huge story, is Stephon Gilmore and his kind of hold out, however you want to phrase it. How much of an impact do you think that will make for the beginning of this season? And how are the Patriots going to try to patch up the pretty deep hole that he leaves there in the secondary?
Well, there's no question. It's a huge hole in my view, because it basically has a couple of cornerbacks playing above their pay grade, kind of. I mean, J.C. Jackson is very good, and he was terrific as a number two corner with Stephon Gilmore on the other side. And he tended to see a lot more passes come his way because teams avoided Stephon Gilmore. The couple times he filled in last year when Gilmore was out were probably some games he'd rather forget. One against Buffalo and Stephon Diggs comes to mind. Mm-hmm. So, you know, does that mean he can't get better? Yes. My problem is not J.C. Jackson. My problem is the opposite corner, the other boundary. Jawan Williams has looked okay, but not great. He's a big, tall cornerback, but I don't think he moves as well and would probably get burnt with speed guys. Jalen Mills is the other candidate, and he's had an ankle injury all week. So if you're an opposing team, I would be picking on that corner all day long. The good news, what is going to help the Patriots secondary quite a bit is the Patriots pass rush.
Right.
Yes.
It did not exist last year. But with Matt Judon, who I think is going to be a force, and Josh Uche, you know, along with Kyle Van Noy and Dante Hightower and Chase Winovich, I think they're going to wreak havoc in the backfield. I think they're going to make quite of it really quickly. They're going to go down. And the big matchup is that deal with the Dolphins is their offensive line is kind of suspect. So, you know, if you pit the way I would look at it is you're pitting the Patriots' strength against the Dolphins' weakness, which is their offensive line. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, but I think that will help mitigate what the Patriots might be lacking in the secondary.
Couldn't agree with you more, Karen. The pass rush is going to be huge. I think they're probably the most integral part of this team as the secondary lacks a little bit with Gilmore out a couple of weeks. I'm nervous about them playing Tampa and the Cowboys without Gilmore as well, but those are some night sweats scheduled for a Saturday on a later date for me. Can't thank you enough for joining us today. I can't let you out of here, though, without a quick prediction, perhaps, for tomorrow's game.
Okay. I think it's going to be low scoring, and I think it's going to be pretty close, but I will give the Patriots the edge. 21-17.
I will take it. So that's a cover. Stiz, let the bookie know. We got a cover from Karen. Excellent. I'm joking. Karen Grigian from the Boston Herald, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to getting a chance to have you cash in on that drink. And thank you for taking Mego under your wing. She's a star in the making, and we'll look forward to talking to Patriots.
She's already a star, not in the making.
Thank you, Karen. And,
great. I'll now our head's not going to fit in the studio anymore.
See
thanks,
you tomorrow,
Karen.
And you can read Karen at BostonHerald.com.
That's
she
right.
is the best.
And follow her at Karen Grigian. Thank you so much, Karen. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, so there you go. There's your home preview from Karen Grigian, conservative, smart-minded Patriots football and a four-point W. I'll take it. When we come back, Mego, Yanni Kurikius, formerly of WPLI.
WPRI.
He was formerly from Rhode Island. Now working
and
in West Palm.
He's coming in West Palm from WPBF 25. He is a Dolphins reporter down there. So he's gone from the Patriots beat directly to the Dolphins beat. So he'll have a really interesting perspective.
All right. Yanni joins us on the other side for the Home and Away series. Don't go anywhere. Hour two of Fitzy and Mego coming up.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.